Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Hamilton standing by on the Western Hotline. His segment brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax, we got this. Happy Tuesday, Paul. How you doing?
How are you? Well, the Yankees ruined it last night. They could have clinched the division, and I thought that was something we could talk about today. But
yeah, yeah. My heart's broken.
They ruined it.
Yeah,
they ruined it.
Hey,
because I figured you were up, and you were going to celebrate.
No. I watched Judge's first at bat, and then I went to bed. Paul, from Thursday through Sunday, I kept flipping over to the Yankee game every time this guy came up to the plate. When's he going to hit his freaking home run?
Yeah, he looks uptight.
He never
looks uptight, but he has this past six games, I guess it's been since he's
for
hit
sure
a home
the
run
whole and Red Sox series at home. I think I thought he would do it last night just because he's away from Yankee Stadium and maybe the pressure would be off a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They would hit in Toronto in the first game because, all right, you know, you're not doing the Red Sox thing. You're not on national TV, all that. And, well, he is actually. Every at bat's on national TV now.
Yeah.
But, it's been a bit of a chore for him.
Mr. Hamilton, the Sabres played a preseason game on Sunday. I guess from what I read, it sounded like a number of young guys played. Anybody look good to you? Anybody catch your eye there?
Yeah, it's interesting because I had just written in my notes that I hadn't really noticed Jack Quinn at all and hadn't really noticed him in training camp. But Jack Quinn is the type of player that when you need a goal, he has that knack of being there for the goal. And with about 1:05 left, they're down one. They're on the power play, so it's a 6-on-4. They had pulled the goaltender. And sure enough, he knows right where to be. I mean, he has the knack of, you know, that's what goal scorers do. All of a sudden, the puck's on their stick with the goaltender down and out. And that's exactly what had happened. And he was off to the right of the goaltender, and the puck came out to him, and he ties the game right then and there. And it was just, you know, that's a typical Jack Quinn goal. You know, where maybe you didn't notice him all night long, but when you need a goal, he did that for Rochester all last year. And, you know, he did it in that preseason game, and then they win the game in overtime, setting up Lawrence Pilot sets up Hinostroza for a redirect for the goal. Pilot had a couple of assists in his first game back as a Sabre. They really didn't dress anybody of note on defense. It was mostly the depth Rochester guys. So Pilot played more than anybody else did and responded with a couple of assists.
Paul, I got my pen handy here. So am I writing Quinn's name down in ink on the Sabres roster now? Already? Don't have to worry about it? What do you think?
I think so. You know, the question is, do both he and Peterka both make it? And you know, is there room in the top nine for both players? And we really haven't gotten any idea with lines and won't until around October 1st. That's when Granato said that they'll start, you know, putting together lines that are meaningful lines, you know, like yesterday in practice. Now, a lot of these guys are going to play in this game because the guys who played in the game had yesterday off and then the other guys practiced. But like Mittelstadt centered Olofsson and Oposo. Thompson centered Skinner and Weisbach. You know, Gergens is between Roseanne and Bjork. You know, these aren't lines that we're going to see, you know, when the season starts. What you will see, the defense was, I think, about what we'll see. Bryson was with Labushkin, Samuelson was with Dahlin, and Power was with Joki Haru the first time through. Now, they mixed it all up after the first time through, but the first time through showed us, and that probably is the defense right there. You know, Bryson, Labushkin, Samuelson, Dahlin, and Power, and Joki Haru. So that I think we got a little bit from, but as far as lines go, no, I mean, that's not what we're going to see for lines.
What about deciding who plays a specific position? You have a piece up with Casey about Casey Mittelstadt. I'll just ask you, is he a better fit, in your opinion, at center or wing? I know he said he doesn't care, and, you know, Granato's all about versatility. Where do you think he's a better fit?
I asked Casey, I go, has Granato told you at all? He goes, no. He said, he actually said that, you know, I'm going to play both. And he goes, I didn't know. And he goes, the first day I was on wing. And then he goes, yesterday I was on wing, or the day before yesterday at the scrimmage. And he goes, today I'm at center. So he said, I have no idea. And he said, it's fine. He goes, I don't care which one. He goes, you go back in the zone, and he goes, first guy back is the center anyway. So he said, it doesn't really matter to him at all. He says he enjoys playing wing. And I just, let me put it this way, I just don't like the way, I would rather Krebs be at center than at wing. It matters, mm-hmm. to me, it matters to him, because I just don't think he's a very good winger. Now, you know, Granato kind of disagreed with that yesterday. He said there are some things that at this point in his career that Krebs does well on the wing. I didn't see too many things he did. He seems a little bit like a fish out of water over there. Cousins does it fine. Although I would rather he play center. So by process of elimination, I would put Mittelstadt on the wing once again, because he doesn't care one way or the other. I think he does play very well either position. So that's probably what I would do, but I don't know what Granato's going to do.
Paul, with Cousins, I wanted to ask you, again, you also did a piece at some point about Cousins and wanted to be more of a goal scorer this season, and there was talk about how, you know, having more of a mindset as a shooter. And I was curious, if he's at center, could that be an issue? And then I stopped and thought, well, for Tage Thompson, it wasn't. Tage Thompson went to center, and all of a sudden he became a goal scorer. So could Cousins adopt that mindset, be the playmaker that he is, drive play, but also have the mindset to be always looking for your shot in the middle of the ice?
Yeah, you brought up Tage Thompson, and one thing that the Granato did say is he'll play with Skinner. It's kind of a pair. He said those two just have such a chemistry together. He goes, that's the one thing I can tell you, is Thompson will play with Skinner. Other than that, you know, we don't know if Tuck will be there. We don't know if Olofsson will be on there. We don't know if Quinn will be on that line. It could be a bunch of different guys. Cousins, start with the scrimmage. I mean, start with Team Canada, where he scored 7 goals and led the tournament. And that was his goal, is, you know, I've played well, yeah, but I didn't score in the end of the year, and I want to score. So he did that, and, you know, put the puck in the net. And then in the scrimmage, he scored a really nice goal right under the crossbar. I think it nicked the crossbar and went in. And then he scored a very similar goal in the preseason game, you know, where he did pretty much the same thing and had a goal and an assist playing in the preseason game in Washington. So there, you know, that's, so there was scrimmage on Saturday, preseason game on Sunday, and he had 2 very similar goals. So, you know, so far so good. You know, it's only preseason, it's not regular season, and so, you know, let's not get carried away, but, you know, so far from what we're seeing in training camp and what we're seeing between a scrimmage and a preseason game, it's looking like, yes, Cousins is going to probably be able to score more than the 13 goals he netted last year.
Pilot played the other day, right, in Washington. Where does he end up? Is he an extra? He's not a top six guy here, right? Is he an extra guy here? Is he in Rochester? What happens to him?
Well, don't forget, Bryson and Fitzgerald can't go down without going on waivers, so they're in Buffalo. They're not going to. They're not waiving them. So there's the seven right there. You've got, and they may alternate in. You know, whether it's Bryson, Labushkin, Fitzgerald, kind of like they did last year. They had a rotation with the defense. Now the question is, do you want to keep two extra defensemen and one extra forward, which means either Shahan or Bjork would be waived and go down if you want to keep two extra defensemen. But I sit there and go through all this, and what are the chances that the Sabres are going to have zero injuries when game number one comes up? So I go through this and say, well, there's no room for this player, there's no room for that player. What usually happens on the defense is there are eight guys, and they wind up being here all year, and I think Pilot would be the eighth. And so if there's a if there's an injury on defense, that puts Fitzgerald, in my mind, in the lineup, and Pilot's the number seven guy. And then, you know, there's a defenseman hurt. Well, he'll come back, and then there'll be another defenseman hurt. And then he'll come back, and there'll be – so by the time you get through the year, you're at Christmas time, and he's been up here the whole time because you've had a defenseman injured someplace along the line. So I expect he'll get plenty of games up here. I right now would have him penciled in as the number eight guy. But as I said, the chances of all seven defensemen being healthy on opening day, you hope so. And I know they did the deep dive into injuries, and Kevin Adams talked about that before training camp and things they can do to try to reduce injuries, and they're going to try to do that. But things happen, you know, and there's things you can't avoid. So, and I talk about Paterka. You know, well, right now maybe there's not room for both of them. Well, are the forwards they're thinking that are going to be the forwards, are they all going to be healthy? You know, the so far everybody's healthy, you know, but are they all going to be healthy on opening night? So that might you know, end that discussion right there.
Well, have fun tonight, sir. Appreciate you as always, and you know, we'll follow you for updates from the Sabres-Flyers game.
You know me. I always have fun when hockey starts, so I'm ready to roll.
I'm sure you are. Enjoy being in the rink again for a game.
I will, definitely.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
7 o'clock game tonight. We'll have it here on WGR. It is also, I believe it is streaming at sabres.com, so you might be able to check that out as well. Yeah, Joe, thumbs up? Okay, so streaming at sabres.com as well. Paul's segment, by the way, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. By Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. 803-0550 to join us this morning as we talk about what's the number one thing on your mind, Bills fans, today as you wake up. And maybe it's still the Miami game. Whatever. It's a Tuesday and we're kicking it all around. Hey, speaking of the football team, you have a chance to win tickets to go to a home game this year. It's the Labatt Blue Light Game Day Sweeps. Your chance to win two Toyota Club passes to a Bills home game. You get to spend a quarter in the WGR broadcast booth with Steve Tasker and Eric Wood, and much more to go along with that. All you need to do is register for your chance to win, and you can do that at WGR550.com. You've got to be 21 or older. No purchase necessary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.